Countless sci-fi novels and films have delved into what could happen if humans created robots or other machines with artificial intelligence, and they either become almost human best friends and companions, or they turn into megalomaniacs with the goal of turning us into their slaves. The reality of artificial intelligence, or AI, is that scientists have developed robots that can beat us at chess, but there are significant nuances that are still missing. With me to talk about that is Rao Kembampati, professor of computer science and engineering at ASU. Rao, why are we missing the emotional components, a key part of being human, in artificial intelligence?
There's this distinction that we, most of us, have in our own minds as to human versus intelligent human. And who we talk of as intelligent people, typically we don't think of them as the people who can see well, etc. But we tend to think of them as people who can do calculus better, who can play chess better. So what happened, interestingly, in AI is the kinds of capabilities human babies and human children have, which we just take for granted, for which you don't get, you know, university degrees, you don't get any awards, nothing. Right. These wound up being, they're actually more open problems for computers still. Whereas the kinds of things that people go to colleges for, such as being expert in an area, being able to solve problems, being able to play chess and so on, they became the first things that AI actually excelled in. Certain things were actually turned out to be easier to automate. And ironically, those are the things that people think are hard. You know, you think, people think playing chess is hard. People don't think looking at people's faces is hard. It turns out that doing faces, doing a speech, etc., it took us longer time to figure out how to do that.
When we're in a position of, let's say, creating a more complex machine and one that can do more things for us, or with which we can team, or in order to do things more rapidly or more efficiently, why is it that we then desire to have that machine be more like us?
That's very interesting question. So in some sense, you know, when I teach the intro to AI to my students, I find that, I mean, as humans, as a race, human race, we're incredibly self-centered. So when we think of aliens, they will always have an eye. Maybe they'll have three eyes, there may be four eyes. Nothing looks like a block. And that's one aspect. The other aspect is we actually will see human features in everything. You know, I grew up in India, and then it's like we will basically see some rocks with slight different features, just like this Rorschach test, the bread slice which has Mother Mary on it, and so on. So we are just right. Basically, evolutionarily, we are hard-coded to look for human faces, human expressions, human everything everywhere. And furthermore, we seem to like to interact with each other. So this is the other thing that evolutionarily, we needed the brains we have, not to run away from the tigers, but to deal with each other.
That's Rao Kembampati, ASU professor of computer science and engineering.